Say, this is Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa.
Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa.
Hi, this is Denise LaRosa, and you're listening to Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa, a podcast show created by a mom for moms. I do not take for granted that you have a lot on your plate, yet you are taking the time to listen to my show. I am truly grateful. Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa respects the beliefs of everyone, and while it does not promote or endorse a particular religion or belief, I really encourage guests to open up their hearts and share their personal experiences. However, those beliefs and opinions of the Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa guests do not reflect the beliefs, views, or opinions of Mom Talk sponsors and supporters of the podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by the Pittsburgh Association for the Education of Young Children, a founding partner in the Pre-K for PA campaign. Pre-K for PA launched in January 2014 as a nonpartisan issue campaign with the goal to ensure that every 3- and 4-year-old in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania will have access to high-quality pre-kindergarten by 2018. Today, nearly 11,000 individuals, 550 organizations, and over 100 leadership council members have joined the campaign to ensure that investing in our children is the right choice and an urgent necessity. Join Pre-K for PA on its mission by visiting www.prekforpa.org today. Be sure to stay connected by visiting www.denisenlarosa.com, following me on Twitter at Denise N. LaRosa, and liking my Facebook page, Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa. It is my hope that Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa will motivate, inspire, and inform you along your journey in motherhood. So let's dive in. There are some moms you meet who radiate such positive energy. You wonder how they manage to do it all and still have a smile on their face. Tossie is one of those mothers for me. Tossie is the founder of My Good Nanny, the largest online destination for cultural care. She is known as the connector and connects families with good nannies and sitters. She is a mompreneur, author, naturalista, radio show host, multifaceted entrepreneur, and philanthropist. She's also the creator of Hair Yum Vegan Hair Care, a high-performing line of vegan hair products for natural hair. Tossie believes that it takes a village to raise a child, and My Good Nanny provides that village for numerous working moms. I recently spoke with Tossie about her journey to motherhood, entrepreneurship, and that fabulous conference of hers called Dare to Inspire. One of the many things I love about doing this show is that I speak with so many mothers of all different backgrounds and beliefs, and there are always valuable lessons to take away. I recently spoke with Tossie about her journey to motherhood, entrepreneurship, and that fabulous conference of hers called Dare to Inspire. One of the many things I love about doing this show is that I speak with so many mothers of all different backgrounds and beliefs, and there are always valuable lessons to take away from these inspiring conversations, no matter how similar or different our journeys are. Please take a listen to my Mom Talk with Tossie.
You inspire me. I just don't know how you do everything. It's just, you're just an inspiring mama. So my first question for you is to tell us about your journey to motherhood and how it all began for you.
Well, thank you so much, Denise. I appreciate your very kind words. And when I hear the word inspiring, I'm just like, wow, I'm very humbled. But my journey basically began, I became a mom 9 years ago to my first daughter. I have two girls, and my first daughter, Zena. You know, I was a new mom. I was working in corporate America, you know, doing the 9-to-5. And, you know, when I had a child, you know, took my maternity leave. And then, of course, it goes by so fast. And if you're a mom, I'm sure your listeners can relate to the journey. It just goes so fast. And you're faced with the decision of whether to, you know, put your child in daycare, leave corporate America, or find other alternatives. So basically, I was faced with that same choice. And, you know, my alternative was I eventually found a nanny. And I loved it. And, you know, that led to me helping some of my girlfriends that heard about, you know, I had a nanny and how I was working out. I found nannies for them. One thing led to another, and My Good Nanny Agency, which is almost 10 years this year, was born. And it's been a great journey. Being a mother is one of the most rewarding jobs. It's tough. It's hard, but it's so rewarding. And, you know, my kids motivate me every day.
Wow, that's amazing. And to hear how motherhood inspired you to embark upon this journey of entrepreneurship sounds very familiar, because here I am, you know, with a podcast, Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa, and I just think that is so cool and so amazing how our children just, like you said, they just, there's nothing like being a mother, and it can even expand into other aspects of your life, including in business. So you mentioned that wonderful, wonderful agency that I think is an invaluable tool for mothers, and you also have Hair Yum. I love Hair Yum. So tell us about Hair Yum. Yes. Oh, my goodness. So tell us about Hair Yum and the inspiration behind that business as well and your amazing line of hair care products.
Oh, yes. I love, 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 love Hair Yum. Hair Yum is just, it's my baby. It's a very, all my businesses are really catered around mom. You know, the mother is at the center of everything. And I have two girls, and their hair texture, their hair types are so different. You know, my youngest has very curly, long hair. My other daughter has very coarse hair, and but it's very fine. So, you know, one size doesn't fit all. So anyway, as a mom, you know, I was new to this. Hair is just an amazing journey to just find out what works, what doesn't work. And I had bought a product for my daughter, and it was supposed to be a good product. And when I tried it on her hair, she had this horrible reaction. It made her hair feel very hard. It didn't smell great. And I was just like, oh, my God, I've had it. And I, at the time, you know, was just talking to my husband, who's a pharmacist, about just this hair thing. He'll see the struggles. I was a product junkie with everything. And I just said, you know what? I'm going to create my own. You know, I've always loved the hair business, and I've always wanted to have a product that was non-toxic, that really smelled great. Because again, my kids, you know, really, really react to great smells. And so, you know, we got in the lab, you know, we did a lot of research. With his skills in the pharmacy industry and with my skills, we came up with Hair Yum. And Hair Yum is a vegan, all-natural line. We have a shampoo, a lavender mango shampoo. We have pink sugar conditioner. We have our bestsellers, the blueberry deep conditioner, blueberry yogurt deep conditioner. We have the coconut souffle, and the response has been amazing. I mean, on Instagram, we have 9,000 followers every day. We keep growing. People use our products. And I'm so honored when somebody says, oh, my God, Hair Yum works for my hair. My hair feels great. The product smells great. I love what you're doing. I've told five of my friends, they buy the product. That was why I created Hair Yum, really. It was to fill a void in the hair care industry and to help other moms that were struggling with hair drama, you know, and didn't know what to use, or were using products that weren't really good for the hair. Natural hair is beautiful, and when you take care of it, you use the right products, you eat healthy, you drink tons of water. We're also releasing a vegan vitamin, and I always tell people with the vitamins, we're so, so excited because that's going to be released probably in the month or so. And our vitamin is gluten-free, soy-free. It's 100% vegan, no animal products. I always tell people, I dare you to look at any other vitamin on the market and look at ours, read the label, and every ingredient we have is there. There's no chemicals. It's really 100% pure, and it's good. And I want moms to feel good taking the vitamin, helping their hair grow. And we're just so excited about Hair Yum and the whole journey. We're really, really excited about it.
I love that. And you know, Atasi, you touched on something that just was really an aha moment for me. Entrepreneurs are so solution-driven. You see a problem or you experience a problem, and then you work to find a solution. And that solution often becomes your product. And you know what? We as moms are the same way. Like, that was just an aha moment for me. As a mom, we're always solution-driven. We're trying to find and work with products that work best for our families. And if we don't find those, like in your situation, you just created your own. Out of a problem, you found the solution. So I think moms are the best entrepreneurs, personally.
I do, too. I do, too. I think moms are so, to be an entrepreneur, in my humble opinion, you have to be multitask. You have to be able to multitask. You have to be very driven to find solutions. You have to be humble. You have to be hardworking. And when you're a mom and you're you're all those things. You have the ability to manage, you know, two kids, one kid, three kids, schedules, drop-offs. I mean, so you have those organizational skills. I really think moms, and that's why data is showing fastest-growing businesses are being started by women or being started by moms, and they're doing well. I mean, and so it's a testament that when you're a mom, you're able to do so much. And a lot of times the work that we're doing at home sometimes isn't valued, but, you know, we keep doing it. And, you know, the mom is always the center of the household, and the mom, you know, sets the tone for a lot of things. So I think moms are brilliant. I think moms are just inspiring, their stories and what they're doing. And I applaud moms, and I think you're absolutely right. We are great business people. We really are, because we're always – throughout the day, from the time we wake up to the time we go to sleep, we're solving problems for our kids, our husbands, our parents, our friends. Those same skills are what help drive a successful business.
I have more with Tossie, but first, let's take a moment to thank our sponsor. The Pittsburgh Association for the Education of Young Children, also known as PACEY, works to support high-quality care and education for young children from birth until age 9 across 10 counties in southwestern Pennsylvania. PACEY provides professional development, community resources, and advocacy for the needs and rights of our children, their families, and the individuals who work with them. PACEY works to educate parents, individuals working in the field, and other stakeholders about the best practices in early childhood education and to help improve the quality of services provided to the children of our region. PACEY also works to communicate the value of early childhood education so that as a community, we can make wise investments in the future of our children. In addition, PACEY elevates the status of professionals working in the field of early childhood education so that we can continue to attract and retain individuals who are highly skilled and committed to children and their optimal development. PACEY is a founding partner in the Pre-K for PA campaign. As a parent and former elementary school teacher, I truly value the work that PACEY is doing. To learn more, please visit www.paeyc.org today.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what, Tossie? Hearing this, I can think of some moms who are maybe have that dream of entrepreneurship, like deep within their hearts and their spirit, and they're hearing this, and they're like, well, this sounds great, but what challenges have you had to face as a mompreneur, more specifically, you know, being a mom and an entrepreneur? So are there any challenges that you face that you would be able to use as a lesson to encourage moms who are also in the entrepreneur world?
Wow, that's a great question, Denise. That's a really great question because, yes, I don't want anybody listening thinking, oh, it's just all rosy and I quit my job and da-da-da and this happened. No, it was really tough. It was really challenging. Worked my job for a number of years and had to save money because when you start a business, you do need money. A lot of people think you don't, but you do need some form of money. And some of the challenges I faced were just getting the word out on a larger scale about my business at the time, My Good Nanny. At the time when I started My Good Nanny, social media wasn't like it is now. I even think today the challenges I face now, moms have a bigger advantage because of social media. Because with Hairyum, it really was word of mouth and social media and Instagram really propelled Hairyum to where it is. My Good Nanny at the time, we didn't have Instagram and some of the other tools. So it was word of mouth, but we were growing at a slower pace because marketing is always a challenge. We thought about doing commercials. That was outside of our budget. And we just had to, you know, just rely on referrals and rely on other moms. So that, you know, posed a challenge in terms of just scalability. But for moms today, I would say that some of the challenges that people, you know, might have with marketing, might have with, like I had with money, knowing what to spend money on, because everybody, you know, everybody wants something, right? And you have to pay for whether it's distribution, whether it's your business. So some of the challenges were just knowing and understanding, I've never done this before. What form of corporation do I sign up for? Taxes. I mean, there's so many, like, things when you're starting out that you don't think of. when I was going through some of the challenges I had, like I said, with marketing, with funding, with knowing what to spend and how to spend it, I was writing these things down. And I was like, wow, you know, if I'm having these problems, other moms might be having these problems. And then that led to, again, another solution, Dare to Aspire Conference, which is a conference for women and moms in business. And it's basically, it helps you to know what to do. We have speakers, we have vendors, we have just an amazing time in Atlanta. We're doing our fifth conference in June 12th and 13th, Friday and Saturday, in the heart of Atlanta. And it's basically a self-empowerment, self-improvement conference that helps women and moms know what to do in terms of if you don't have a budget, but you want to market, you want to sell your products to the big box, big store brands. What do you do in terms of bookkeeping, finances? We're going to have a speaker that talks about that. What do you do if you want to, you know, scale your business on a national level? The CEO of Candy Cakes, which is huge in Atlanta, and she's opening up other branches. She's going to be there. What do you do if, you know, you want to change courses and, you know, do something else and branch out? Selena Johnson, who's an R&B artist, singer, mom, she's now changing courses a little bit and really focusing on nutrition and her nutrition company. So, I mean, every challenge that I faced, I wrote it down and we addressed it at the conference. And the conference has really, really changed people's lives because they get the tools and the information and the networking to help them be able to follow their purpose and follow their dream. And it's really amazing.
Wow, that is amazing. Like, Tossie, that is so amazing. I cannot tell you to have that community, to surround yourself by fellow moms, fellow mompreneurs. It's just, to me, invaluable. So I'm just so grateful to you for starting that conference. And it truly is something that is just so amazing and is life-changing. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And I want to say something to moms and women in general. And we have a sprinkling of dads that attend Dare to Aspire conference. But what I want to say is, you know, always pray about your gifts, because everybody on this earth has a gift, a God-given gift, a God-given talent. And it's just a matter of praying about it and knowing where to start. And now in today's age where you can, you know, create a Facebook page for free, Instagram is free, it's knowing what to do. A lot of people think, oh, you know, I'm just going to, you know, chase the money. And I always tell people, chase the purpose, because once you find out your purpose, nobody can compete with you. You're walking in your element. It might not be, oh, you're making $1 million the first day. You might not even make $1,000 the first day or $100, but you're doing what God has blessed you with, and the money will come. Don't focus on it. Just focus on being the best that you can be and finding your God-given talent, and the rest will follow. And it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to be, you have to put in the work. You have to make the connections. There are going to be some sacrifices that you have to make. You're going to hear family and friends maybe tell you, no, it's not going to work, or you're spending money on this. We need to spend money on other bills. So you're going to hear a lot of no's when you're an entrepreneur. You're going to hear a lot of no's. When we first started Dare to Aspire, and we went, this was our first conference 5 years ago, and we were trying to get sponsorship. We heard no's from everybody. Oh, this is your first conference, you know, are you not going to cancel it? Because a lot of conferences were being canceled, you know, a lot. They'll advertise, and then the week before they canceled because they couldn't, you know, pay the bills or attendance or whatever. We heard a lot of no's, and we kept going. And our conference, like I always tell people, it's small, but it's very impactful. We have about 100 women on Saturday, and these women are entrepreneurs, their moms. Some of them work full-time jobs. Some of them are 100% entrepreneurs. They're very connected. They're very insightful into the challenges and the different business aspects. It's a great journey to be in the presence of the attendees at Dare to Aspire. But just don't give up on your dream, because you will hear no. And there's a quote that I always say, it was on Instagram, I saw it. They said, if you're not ready to be talked about, mocked, and something else, you're not ready to be an entrepreneur. Because it's true. Because when you're an entrepreneur, you're forging your own path, you're going to hear, there's going to be a lot of haters. There's going to be a lot of naysayers. You just got to keep walking in your purpose and keep praying to God for discernment and for wisdom. And follow your dream and follow your path. Tomorrow is not promised. And have a good attitude. Attitude will take you more places than a lot of things. One of the things, and I have to share this with your listeners, because I do Dare to Aspire, I deal with a lot of people that want to speak and be speakers at the conference. And some of them are celebrities, you know, maybe not so famous anymore, or some of them are just moms that are working. And the ones that are the humble people are usually the ones that are very successful. It never fails. I always talk about the CEO of Freshly Picked, million-dollar business. She was on Shark Tank. Susan Peterson is her name. Google Freshly Picked baby moccasins. All the celebrities wear them. She is in Nordstrom. She was a speaker at my conference. Didn't ask for one thing. Very humble. You would never even know she was a millionaire. And then you have some people who aren't as successful, and they want this, they want that. And it's just, attitude determines altitude. And I'm always going to be a lifelong fan of hers because her humility was so great. And I took away from that experience that no matter how much money you have or, you know, where you are, just be very humble and treat your customers with respect, and they'll always come back.
That is so true, and I just love the pieces of advice that you laid out for us because I can attest to every single thing you said. You put those pieces of advice into action, and the sky's the limit.
Yes. Oh, there's one more thing that I hope your listeners will – this is something that is very, very true. And, you know, you're right, Denise. Cash is always – cash is a problem for me. I'm just keeping it real. Cash is always a problem. Money is always a problem. You know, you're always trying to make sure you have enough cash and, you know, you try and save. You try and, you know, that's why I think products are great because you're selling a product. But law of attraction, law of believing in words and the power of words. Speak things into existence. I'm really a firm believer of that. Every year we always say Dare to Aspire is going to sell out. We claim it, we say it, and it does. Speak it into existence. Have positive. If you feel a negative thought, you know, a husband might feel this again, you're doing the a sister or somebody doesn't support you. Just speak it into it. Have those positive thoughts. Remove the negative energy because positive thoughts have a way of becoming positive actions, and your words have so much power, so much power. So as you're going through things, you know, you're praying about it and you're getting frustrated, you know, talk to a friend or a mom or dad, you know, or a spouse. You know, sometimes spouses get tired of the bill, you know. Especially if you're a serial entrepreneur like me, I always have an idea in my hat. But, you know, just speak things into existence. Speak it into it. Think it. Believe it. You know, I will attend Dare to Aspire. You know, say those things. You know, Hair Yum is the best-selling vegan hair care product in the country, in the nation, in the world. I believe it. I speak it. And my actions follow that. Just continue to speak things into existence. It really, really works. The law of being positive really works. Please try it.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to stay in touch with me by visiting www.deniseinlarosa.com, where you can sign up for my newsletter, get some valuable mommy resources, and giveaways. You can also follow me on Twitter at Denise in La Rosa, on Facebook, Mom Talk with Denise La Rosa, and or email me at Denise@deniseinlarosa.com. You have been listening to Mom Talk with Denise La Rosa. I will leave you with this quote by Elizabeth Stone. Making the decision to have a child is momentous. It is to decide forever to have your heart go walking along outside your body. Thank you for listening.